morning, a card came out. One at a time, please.
No, you looked at it and said, please get off me.
Can't breathe.
Yeah, that too.
Bye.
Later, Jack.
Bye.
Y'all stay tuned. Dan is next.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lillian Wu. A big win for the GOP in Alaska, where Republican Senator Dan Sullivan has won re-election over his Democratic challenger. This puts Republicans at 50 seats in the Senate compared to 48 for Democrats, according to an AP projection. Also,
President Trump has won Alaska. 75% of the expected ballots tallied. The president led with nearly 57% of the vote there compared to 39% for now President-elect Joe Biden.
Fox's Harris Faulkner. President Trump and the First Lady on this Veterans Day visiting Arlington National Cemetery. President-elect Biden visiting a Korean War Memorial in Philadelphia, putting out a statement.
Today, we as a nation pause to honor the service, the valor, and the commitment of all those who have worn the uniform of the armed forces of the United States.
Fox's John Decker. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had some positive changes in the forecast in the last 24 hours. This front that is moving through the state today, bringing a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Another very warm day, high around 82. The showers and storms continue into the evening hours tonight before ending low 68. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, clearing later, big improvement, high around 80. And this is the front that will be the steering mechanism that will guide Ada away from us and into Florida. Good news for us, anyway. Friday is a nice day with a high in the mid-70s, and the weekend looks great. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Coronavirus hospitalizations continue to increase in Alabama, with 1,206 people currently in the hospital. The Department of Public Health is reporting more than 20,000 confirmed cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of cases close to 175,000. Selma police are investigating a deadly hit and run on Highland Avenue Monday night. Chief Kenta Fulford says when officers arrived at the scene, they found a man lying in the street. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency is warning of a scam to make you pay more to renew your driver's license online. Aaliyah says some third-party websites are charging people extra fees. These sites are not affiliated with the state. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is Troop of Fairlamb Jewelers. I've been advertising at Blue Water for going on 3 years now. Since starting advertising at Blue Water, we have seen our business grow exponentially. And if you would like to see your business grow, I suggest advertising at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
No crowded malls. No delayed deliveries. There are new services this holiday at Boot Barn. Get the in-store experience from the comfort of your home with a virtual expert. who will do your shopping for you over a video call. For those within 20 miles of a store, you can receive local same-day delivery, where we'll gift wrap your presents, add a card, and deliver it to you or a loved one. Learn more about our holiday services at bootbarn.com. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
ABC Tonight. This is the live music event you've been waiting for all year long.
It's country music's
biggest night.
The CMA Awards, with live performances by Miranda Lambert, Luke Combs, Maren Morris, Eric Church, plus an epic collaboration, Thomas Rhett featuring Reba McEntire, Hillary Scott, and Chris Tomlin, and so many more. Reba McEntire and Darius Rucker host
the CMA Awards live
tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began at dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe-aux-Hope, now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe-aux-Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores, and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known.
Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hen began her story by quoting her father, who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father, who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves, and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared, so we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Dan Morris is up 59 points. The temperature outside is an unbelievable 82 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
Veterans Day, my friend, Veterans Day.
That it is.
And we want to thank all the veterans that are out there for the service you have done and are doing and or are doing. And give us a call. We want to thank you. And if you want to call and give a shout out to veterans, we'd love to hear from you. important day. You guys know how much I feel about people that are in service in military law enforcement. It's very important to me. My father was a vet and had a service-connected death from a plane crash that he was in. But take time. I mean, I do it every day, but take special time out to say thank you. You see somebody in uniform, say something to them. This is 1111. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing, along with the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing, which we'll do tomorrow. Mortgage Corporation of the South is closed today, but that doesn't mean that you cannot start getting prepared for getting your mortgage underway with Mortgage Corporation of the South. Okay, man. Okay, when we left yesterday, we left in the midst of John Kennedy.
Indeed we did.
We missed the best part. Oh, by the way, I got to my car. My little news bar alarm thing goes off. Alabama and LSU game has been canceled. 3:01, I mean, literally, I was walking out, and ding, got in the car, and I started crying right there in the steering wheel. So Auburn's not playing, Alabama's not playing. What am I going to do with myself? Last weekend was utterly boring with both of those teams not playing. Oh, we'll see what else other games are back on. But we miss the best part of John Kennedy. So I went in and isolated it for you.
You weren't fired for parking in the handicapped parking spot at the FBI, were you? You were fired for lying, were you not? You don't even ask questions about where he got his information. Had you done that, you would have found that he got it from Danchenko. Danchenko's a jellyhead. Okay, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And it all would have come apart. But you never looked. And it sort of looks like you didn't want to. And I don't know what's in your head or your heart. But I can tell you what it looked like to the American people, at the very minimum. An incompetence tsunami. And they're thinking, how did these guys make it through the birth canal?
I love it when that guy's on fire. I love it when he is on fire. He makes me happy.
You didn't get fired for parking in the handicap spot, did you?
He's good. A jellyhead.
Danchenko.
I want to hear John Kennedy just all day. I could sit back and listen to him and, you know, now it's Russian names. It'd be fantastic.
And misfire yesterday instead of crossfire. He was priceless. Trey Gowdy also yesterday afternoon weighed in on this, on McCabe. That McCabe didn't know. Listen to this.
As you well know, the FISA court was designed in order to protect Americans from foreign terrorists. What Lindsey Graham, the chairman of this committee, as well as other Republicans on the Senate side, are alleging the Obama administration's FBI did was to flip that on its head and actually get a surveillance warrant for President Trump's former aide, Carter Page. What are your top takeaways so far from what we've been listening to, Trey?
Well, that tragically, the FBI botched the two highest profile investigations they've had over the last 4 years. Including Crossfire Hurricane. You know, it's fine for Andy McCabe to say, if I had known then what I know now. The question, Andy, is why didn't you? I mean, this is the world's premier law enforcement agency. So you didn't know it was Oppo research done by the DNC? I mean, you didn't know that Christopher Steele had been dismissed by your own agency for a failure to follow FBI rules? When did you begin to try to vet the information in that dossier? I mean, I can tell you it was in January of 2017. That's when they started. So if you're not looking for something, I guarantee you, you're not going to find it. My question to Andy McCabe is not what would you have done if you'd known then what you know now. Why didn't you know it then?
That's a great point. Trey Gowdy was pretty much on fire. And let me tell you what, I've really noticed that these guys, and I went back and watched the hearing. The hearing was great. The Democrats just messed up and made really look bad because they were, excuse me, they were trying to defend Andy McCabe, and Andy McCabe is not defendable. So it was really incredible. So listen to the second part
Revelation we had here when it comes to the FBI and potential FISA abuses, then we'll move on to the other elements of this story, is that he was really, over the course of 2016 and 2017, he says he stayed in lockstep pretty much with the FBI director, James Comey. What he knew, he shared with Comey. And what Comey knew, he shared with McCabe. This is key, as you know, because at various points along the way, players in this scenario have tried to sort of say, well, you know, not everybody was on the same page. Not everybody had the same kind of information. James Comey made this case a few times in his book. He said, well, you know, if I had known the details of this FISA warrant and the application behind it, I wouldn't have pursued it. I would have stopped it. But it turns out McCabe, his top deputy and ally, is saying actually he knew everything.
My question for Jim Comey, and of course, we deposed him twice in the House, and I was not struck by what he'd forgotten. I was struck by what he never knew. I mean, you are the head of the FBI. You were very personally involved in the press conference with Hillary Clinton in releasing that letter in October of 2016. I mean, you made all those decisions by yourself. And you mean to tell me that you didn't know the DNC had funded the dossier? You didn't know it was unverified? You didn't know that Chris Steele was being paid by the FBI? You didn't know that Chris Steele had been dismissed by the FBI for violating your own rules? I mean, why are you the head of the FBI? We can go get the greeter at Walmart to not know that. How is the head of the FBI not integrally involved in arguably the biggest investigation in his tenure? So, yeah, do I believe that Jim Comey was asleep at the wheel? Partly I do because I deposed him. What I don't know is why. What was more important to you than your agency investigating a presidential candidate? Which case in your office was more important?
We can go to get the Walmart greeter not to know that. Papa B, hang on for me. Going to a break. Coming back to you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgery at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Happy Veterans Day, everybody. It's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. If you are out and about today, even though I think a lot of people actually have Veterans Day off, but we are at Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear in Prattville, 1980 Fairview Avenue. But if it's easier, we are in the Covered Bridge Shopping Center in Prattville, actually right next to Rick's Jewelers, which is another one of our sponsors for the annual holiday food drive. Like always, if you cannot make it to us between 11:30 and 1 today, don't don't worry. We are, that's why we have the Blue Water Clutch and Barrels inside each of our sponsor businesses. So you can just drop in at any point in time that is convenient for you and drop off your non-perishable food donations. Yesterday, we were at Riverside Chevrolet and we got a monetary donation. So I went and bought a bunch of food at Dollar Tree. So that is also acceptable. If you want to drop off money, we will go ahead and buy the food for you and do the work for you. But come and see me, Allswalt Apparel and Footwear, until 1 o'clock today. We'll see you soon. Happy Veterans Day and happy hump day to you.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones at, let's go to Papa B.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
Papa B, Papa B, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm actually headed to a little medical procedure, and this is the first one I've ever looked forward to. they're doing this epidural thing on my back.
Yeah.
Pain management, you know.
Yeah.
And it's the second treatment. And I'm telling you, the first treatment gave me so much relief. I'm actually looking forward to this procedure. First one I've ever gone through that I look forward to.
So what do? They give you kind of a saddle block or what?
You don't have to ask somebody that knows. All I know is that, you know, they put some medicine in, you know, like an epidural in a back. I think it's a steroid type treatment or, and probably pain relief all at the same time. It's, you know, some sort of blend of medications from what I understand. So,
okay.
But it works, and that's good. So, you know, God bless the great state of Mississippi.
Yeah.
You know, for electing a senator like Senator Kennedy, because
that's Louisiana.
You know, I mean, excuse me. I'm sorry. I got it wrong. Louisiana. Hey, but you know, it's kind of like having Jerry Clower as a senator.
That's a good one.
I'm telling you, and he has a way with his, you know, common spoken tone and everything, just kind of put it right down where everybody can understand.
And
it,
that's,
you know?
That's an Oxford graduate too.
Isn't that something? Wow. And Trey Gowdy, oh my goodness, we could hire a career at Walmart.
Really?
Did not know that.
That was good. Good.
I mean, that was Ted Cruz did a good job with him too, you know.
He really did. So, Ted Cruz did an excellent job with him.
I was trying, you know, this is how kind of ADD I am. Is it possible to be ADD and OCD all at the same time, Dan?
Of course.
Because I think I was listening to the, here and there, and also listening to the Supreme Court questioning on the Obamacare all at the same time.
Wow, you multitasking?
Trying to catch both of them. It was bad. You know, I just got it bad. I'm going flipping back and forth. So, but anyway, I thought it was good to get, you know, even more information. And I presume that this is a set, you know, they're setting him up for Durham, but is Durham actually going to say anything now? I don't know. I've kind of given up on
ideas. Yeah, I hope so. I'm expecting something this week. I'm not sure what the effect of waiting on a vote count has had on this thing, but my clear, and I said this to Joey, but when, and especially going back and looking at it again yesterday afternoon, Bench and I, the question was too precise by certain people. Ted Cruz was one of them. Right. Lindsey Graham was certainly one of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, they were trying to get him nailed down on what he wants to say somehow, you know. And they're trying to, you know, put that spread between him and Comey.
They did that for sure.
Who's the liar, you or him, or both?
Well, you know? And particularly when Ted Cruz said, and we've got emails and messages, and I think that was very revealing. The other thing is the CIA memo that that went over, that was sent to Strzok and was CC'd to McCabe, and that he said he had never read it. I just don't
believe
that.
They're going to play dumb. They're going to play dumb, like, oh, I just didn't know. No, I didn't. Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
the problem is if you have email evidence or somebody is saying from a conversation they had with you that you did know, you've got a problem.
A big problem, Dan. So, yeah, absolutely. Just real quick, if you were the Trump team, what kind of strategy would you be using right now to try to get recount and, looking at the ballots and everything? What would you be doing?
I think what they're doing is right. I think they need some victories. They dropped the Sharpie lawsuit in Arizona just a little while ago. A judge refused to hear it, and so they've dropped it. But I think the way that they're doing it, particularly with affidavits, is good. I would play it for you guys, but it was so jarring to listen to this lady. But the lady that was on Laura Ingraham last night, I don't know if you guys heard it, but she was a witness, and they had one of these voice disguiser things on her, and it just was like fingernails on a chalkboard. But she basically says, look, I'm doing an affidavit saying I saw what they were doing. They were taking ballots, they were marking them, and they're putting them in envelopes and sending them into the counting center.
So if I were looking at it, and, you know, little me, I wouldn't know how to strategize about it, but I would say something like, okay, well, what's happening is they're challenging the obvious votes first, like dead people voting, okay? They're bringing that to the attention. No, you can't count dead people. Okay, people voting twice. No, you can't do that. So they're culling it out, and then they're going to have a case for, you know, like the mail-in ballots afterwards. That's the reason it's tightening up in places like Pennsylvania and Georgia. So am I looking at that right, do you think, or?
Yeah, no, you are looking at that right. No, you are looking at that right.
Okay, well, man, we don't have much. He doesn't have much time, though, because it looks, I mean, the concrete is setting fast here. What kind of time frame do you think Trump and team has?
He basically, he's got until basically December the, 14th or 11th. But I think that it's more on a PR basis. He's got 2 weeks. Now, I will say a win, something that they win or something that is provable that they can really lay out there, then that would help them immensely. But the media is doing this, you've lost. And we need to come together, unify. And this, you quitting will unify us. No, them quitting will make you not worry that somebody's going to find something that happened wrong.
Right. All right, well, listen, thanks for the call. Thanks for taking my call, and I'll be listening to the rest of the show with great interest.
I appreciate it. Good luck with your procedure.
All right, bud. We'll
see you. I was just mentioning Mortgage Corporation of the South, and I want you to put them down as a company for you to talk to, particularly for refinancing your home or if you're considering buying a new home. I have somebody, a friend, that's looking at buying a new home, and I've suggested to her that she needs to go out to Mortgage Corporation South and get pre-approved so she has that money, the letter in her hand. She's a first-time home buyer, so there's a lot of benefits out there for first-time home buyers, and if you got a house you're buying, you've got a letter that says you've been pre-approved for this amount, and you put in a low amount on a contract and say, I'll close within X number of days, pending finance, that can get you a long, long way down the track and save you a bunch of money. I made that suggestion to someone else, and they put in a contract for $20,000 less than their price that they were asking and a price that they had already dropped. But he had his letter of authorization that he had been approved for that level of financing, and he said he's going to close it within 30 days, as long as he gets good title and that kind of stuff. They didn't take the 20, but they did counter with 15, or they finally settled on 15. So that was a $15,000 in his favor by calling Mortgage Corporation of the South and getting a pre-approval letter. So that's the kind of strategy you need to use. 567-9000, 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation of the South, NMLS number 232-876, Equal Housing Lender. We'll be back.
The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the...
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, you can get 20% off three or more items with the $4.99 Napa Tool Bag. Yep, 20% off power tools, 20% off wipers, 20% off oil and more. It's a whole bag of tricks. Well, actually, it's one trick over and over again, but it's a good one, saving you 20% on three or more items. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/20.
This is Matt Woodham with Woodham Southside Firestone. As a businessman, you need to watch your advertising dollar. We've been using Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. Blue Water Broadcasting is the biggest bang for your buck. Blue Water Broadcasting and Woodham Southside Firestone, great combination.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had some positive changes in the forecast in the last 24 hours. This front that is moving through the state today, bringing a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Another very warm day, high around 82. The showers and storms continue into the evening hours tonight before ending low 68. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, clearing later, big improvement, high around 80. And this is the front that will be the steering mechanism that will guide Ada away from us and into Florida. Good news for us, anyway. Friday is a nice day with a high in the mid-70s, and the weekend looks great. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
A couple of reminders here, boys and girls. Quickway Farm Markets has got the best selection of pecans around. Best prices, best selection. They have white chocolate, they got chocolate, they got pink. Peanuts, they've got it all. You want pecan pie, you need to go to Sweet Creek Farm Market. You want pecans in the bag, you need to go to Sweet Creek Farm Market. Go by and see them. If you are a veteran, you go down there, have lunch with them, they're going to give you a free ice cream. How about that? Delta Mike, come in, Delta Mike.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm good. Good, my friend. And you?
I'm good. Hey, you know, you hear the media say there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
Yep.
What's their definition of widespread?
Well, that's a mantra that they're doing.
Well, of course it is, because you've got bad machines, you've got bad paper ballots, you got bad chain of custody, and you got middle-of-the-night ballot dumps. And that seems widespread to me.
Yeah, I would say 200-plus affidavits would be also widespread, too.
Yes, I hope so. And you know, it seems like the whole thing to me is that all these things seem so decentralized and so hard to nail down. You know, it's like whack-a-mole. And why are they hiding the evidence?
They don't want to get caught?
Exactly. Exactly, yeah. As far as the legal battle goes, you know, if we can't find a judge that's willing to hear the case, then there won't be any subpoenaing, there won't be any discovery. It's just frustrating to me.
Yeah, I'm all with you on this thing. It's a problem that you have is if you're in a Democrat county that has elected judges, then you're going to end up with Democrat judges, just like we are here in Montgomery County. Every circuit judge is a Democrat. Now, yeah. If I'm in front of either of the Gaines, I'm a happy camper because I think JR and Monette do a great job, personal friends of mine, very high integrity. But some other judges I'm in front of, I'm not so happy.
Yeah, I agree. And, of course, the fraudsters are willing to give us all their evidence. No, is the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to give us anything unless we go after them.
Yeah, well, they're not. You know, what their argument is, well, we're counting. We can't stop and work with all that foolishness.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Have you heard of a website called everylegalvote.com?
I have not.
Just for your listener, it's a very interesting website. It gives a map and it gives what-if scenarios, you know, with and without voter fraud. And there's a very good primer that they have in there that explains all the methods that they can use to fraud, have a fraudulent election. It's pretty interesting. And some of them are the items that you talked about previously. You know, like the ones and the twos. There was a law that you mentioned, a theoretical statistical analysis that they can do. I forget the name of it, but it's a pretty good tool for those of us.
What's the name of it again?
everylegalvote.com.
Who does it?
You know, I'm not sure exactly. I got the website up right here, but it seems to be a fairly fair, not a crazy right-wing website, but it seems to be a pretty straight-down-the-line website.
Okay.
I heard it on one of the talk shows last night. I don't remember which one, but that's how I found out about it.
Talk shows or TV cable shows?
TV, I don't know if it was Lou Dobbs or if it was Tucker. I don't know. I don't remember which one because I was flipping back and forth.
Wow.
Yeah, everylegalvote.com. It's pretty good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and let me just close out. I want to wish all my fellow veterans a happy Veterans Day.
Well, thank you for your service.
It was an honor to have served. And let me close out, you know, as a veteran, why did so many of our fellow vets, our great Americans, die for our country if this kind of criminality has come to be acceptable? That brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you something. We're at an important crossroads here, and you know, the polling out there is that of the Republicans that they poll, 70% don't think that this was a fair election. And that's not a good number. That's not a good number at all. And my concern is if we don't get to someplace on the FBI, the FISA, and on this, and we don't have much time to do this, then I'm very concerned about my country, but my personal future.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I really do. It's just a shame.
Yeah, well, okay. they don't want people like me out there because I'm doing what I do Monday through Friday, and they don't want that.
No, of course not. Well, hey, Joey, 10/16.
Well, is that not?
It's not 10/16.
Your birthday. Oh,
yes.
Oh, sure, Delta Mike.
Yeah, 10/16.
Delta Mike, I appreciate you. Thank you again for your service.
Thank you, Dan, and y'all have a good day.
Will do.
Thank you, sir.
Here's one that Fran Townsend, who's a former Bush person, was on CBS this morning, and she said some things that were very deceptive. Not that CBS would ever do anything like that, but I'm really kind of surprised that Fran Townsend did what she did. And she's going to talk about it's dangerous not to start the transition, and she's going to cite 9/11 in the Bush. Now, I'm going to set the record straight. Listen in.
President-elect Joe Biden is reassuring Americans about the transfer of power while President Trump refuses to admit defeat. During his first news conference since Election Day, Mr. Biden called the president's refusal to concede an embarrassment. That's Joe Biden's word. And he said his transition is already well underway. CBS News senior national security analyst Fran Townsend was Homeland Security advisor to President George W. Bush, and she helped coordinate the transfer of power to President Obama. I want to remind people about the stakes here. The 2000 election had a delayed transition to December 13th, and the 9/11 Commission actually identified that delayed and shortened transition as contributing to the lack of preparedness on 9/11, worst terror attack in U.S. history. So this really matters. But why? What should be happening right now?
Tony, it's not just embarrassing, to use the president-elect's words, it's dangerous, right? Because the shorter the transition, the less prepared the new team is going to be in order to sort of exert their influence over all of the levers, the national security levers of power. So look, there is a Presidential Transition Act. The candidate-elect was able to submit names to the FBI that were a priority for security clearances. All of those things matter. Here's the good news. 6 months ago, under the Presidential Transition Act, the administration had to designate senior career officials, people who would outlast the outgoing administration to begin the planning and preparing of the transition process. But frankly, they take their cues, if you will, from the leadership, and how much effort and energy that gets put into the transition preparation really is a signal from the top, from the president himself. And so I am concerned about the national security implications, about what's going on inside the government now to prepare to hand off to the newly elected administration.
Okay, so started out with this 9/11 that they said part of what happened, why 9/11 happened, was because Bush v. Gore happened. And I don't know if you remember, but about 8 weeks ago, both the Biden campaign and the Trump campaign named transition people. And that came out of that 9/11 commission that she's talking about. And what they did is they said, you need to start that transition that much further earlier in the campaign so you won't be delayed. That's why we did that. That's why they said we've got Susan Rice and all the people that they named to help them with the transition. That was so deceptive what she did with that. And to try to see, being late could cause another 9/11. But she left out that part of it and why Congress did what they did.
Well, if love and unity and loyalty don't work, let's just inspire people with fear. Great.
I like that. Let's go to a break. Coming back, Dan Moore Show after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun and safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars, and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $699 or monthly payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are, Veterans Day edition. Do we know the timing on the cut we were talking about?
No. We need to figure that out at some point.
Okay, so we can put it in this hour.
Well, might be possible, yes.
Can you run the second Fran while you're...
Yeah.
Townsend, while you're looking at that?
Fran, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo stood in front of an official government podium yesterday and said there will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. What was your reaction to that?
Saying it doesn't make it so, Anthony, right? I mean, they can continue to say that this is not, that the president-elect Biden has not been duly elected. This is going to play itself out. There will be, you know, the Trump administration will bring lawsuits, but saying that there's going to be a second Trump administration doesn't make it true. And I think we're going to have to live through this sort of very bumpy transition, despite the re-election results, until the courts dismiss what will be these sort of unfounded allegations.
You know, Fran, the world is watching. What do you think they're thinking and saying about us, about the United States at this time?
You know, this is where I think the word embarrassing really does apply, right? The world looks at the United States as a model of the peaceful transition of democratic power. And it's instances like these. I mean, when there is a legitimate dispute, you know, hanging chads in Florida and explaining that to the world was difficult enough, but there was a legitimate dispute there that was ultimately resolved. Here, there doesn't seem to be any legitimate dispute. Joe Biden both won the popular vote and the Electoral College votes. And so this is inexplicable and embarrassing because it really doesn't, there's no way to explain this to our foreign allies or adversaries.
What? I wonder where everybody at that table would be if all of a sudden Pennsylvania did flip over and Arizona flipped over for Trump and Georgia stayed with Trump.
Right.
Then Trump would be president. I wonder when everybody's demonstrating in the streets if they would be calling for calm or if people were just kind of acting out their hostility.
And also, what use of that is that information she's giving out to the everyday people watching CBS in the morning? Obviously, the people that would be in charge with these transitions, people in foreign capitals, they're not listening to Fran on CBS to get their info. They're already in the know. It's just... Yeah, I hear that, and I think that's absurd. That's ridiculous.
Well, folks, it's Veterans Day, so we're going to play some of our Veterans Day, Memorial Day cuts.
She was married to a renowned humanitarian, a doctor who was well-known as a person who was dedicated to others in need. He had served his country as both a surgeon and a soldier. She was a sensitive and compassionate woman in her 40s living in Washington, D.C., a devoted mother of four who hated oppression and loathed conflict. And her heart was filled with distress as the nation began to drift towards war in those dark days of 1861. And when it came, brother against brother, north against south, she watched the troops marching by and she saw them singing those raucous drinking songs on their way to fight their enemy. And one day, as she was watching a parade of soldiers in D.C. with a visiting friend from Boston, where she had formerly lived, this friend who was a pastor turned to her and he said, "Why don't you write some decent words for that tune? Write some good words for our boys." And she promised she would. And the next morning, as she awoke early, waiting for the dawn, the desired poem began to write itself in her thoughts, and she arose at once lest she forget it, and she wrote the verses down, she said, without really ever looking at the paper. The poem was in time sold to the Atlantic Monthly for $5, and sung to the tune of an old camp song, quickly became one of the most popular songs ever written, finding its way into almost every church hymnal and every collection of patriotic songs in our country. In everyone's mind, it seemed to be America's song. And it seemed to be that way because As you hear it, it says it all. At the height of that terrible war in 1863, a soloist sang that song at a patriotic rally in D.C. that was attended by President Lincoln. And when the singer had finished, the audience erupted in thunderous applause, and it is said that Lincoln himself, with tears in his eyes, cried out, "Sing it again! Sing it again!" And again it was sung, and again, and again, and is sung even to this day. Her song gave courage and hope to a dispirited America, bringing renewed conviction and purpose to those on the battlefields and those hoping for their loved ones to come home. And when the war was finally over, this mother of four dedicated her time, her energy, and her considerable talents to a number of noble causes. She led a crusade to provide for the widows and orphan children of the long war, widows and orphans both of North and South. 5 years after the conflict ended, she organized women throughout the world in a noble effort to end war for all time. Her name, of course, as you probably know, is Julia Ward Howe, and her great song is known as the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and it far transcends the American Civil War and has been sung so many generations since. It has been sung and cherished in the hearts both North and South for so long, in the trenches of the Western Front in France in World War I, in North Africa and Italy in Okinawa in World War II, in the Bob Hope rallies and in the military hospitals on VE Day and VJ Day and after 9/11. For it speaks of our holy God's purpose for this nation that we call, proudly I hope, America. And it reminds us why we honor and remember those, both living and dead, who've been willing to offer the ultimate sacrifice on the altar of faith and freedom, and they've done it for us. Remember the words, the opening stanza? "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on."
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. We've now called Alaska for President Trump. That leaves Georgia and North Carolina, not enough to catch Joe Biden unless the president has results in at least two other states overturned. President-elect Biden is ahead in Georgia, but those ballots are being recounted. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
It will be a heavy lift, but we will work with the counties to get this done in time for our state certification.
That's a week from Friday. More states announced restrictions with coronavirus cases and hospitalizations at all-time highs.
In Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers out with an